Yeah, it's good to see everybody out to see this morning. It's good to see everybody to be able to come together to worship. I hope that everybody had a good Thanksgiving and was able to enjoy time with friends or family and loved ones as an opportunity was there to gather together with. Scott had talked a little bit about it on Wednesday night. I'm going to build up on top of it and continuing on part of giving thanks, and had already started blessing him before he got into it. So, building on top of it, repetition is a good thing. And my personal opinion, as we have so many man-made holidays, plenty of verses to talk about giving thanks and Thanksgiving and being thankful. And so there was a day in which I would say a man-made holiday was a religious holiday. We should be giving thanks. Though I don't see it in any way of me filling my stomach with food as giving thanks, but I'm certainly thankful for so many things. And so that's what I want to talk about this morning and go through and bring out some more verses on that point of simply giving thanks and being, well, we should be thankful as we continue through our lives, as Scott brought out Wednesday, that we should be thankful always, every day, as we continue in our lives here on earth, and not just once a year. So, first point I want to bring out is to bring out a few verses throughout the book of Psalms, and there's more than one I'm going to be bringing out. Go forth and make mention of giving thanks to God. So if you will, start with me in Psalm 9. In Psalm chapter 9, and I'm looking at verse 1. Psalm 9 and verse 1 says, I give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. And so here, just making the point, giving thanks to the Lord with all our heart. And again, he says, I will recount all your wonderful deeds. And the time that we would spend to truly sit back and recount all that God has gained and everything that he has blessed us with. And we'll make a mention of a few this morning, but to truly sit back and take time to try to, as our hymns go forth, count the many blessings that God has blessed us with and given to us would take so much time, because he's truly blessed us. We could sit here and just try to count the blessings that he's given to us just this morning, and then try to count the blessings he's given us yesterday, and then the day before, and then and just the years that you've had in the life here on earth. God continues to bless us. Psalm 136, the 136th Psalm, and looking at verses 1 through 3, if you will. Psalm 136, and starting in verse 1, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever and ever. All three verses there, for his love endures forever. Just continues on that point. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to the Lord because his love is always there. Because his love endures. And we know that his love could have just ended at any time if it was mankind. Because we go back into the beginning and he created Adam and Eve. And then they go forth and sin. And then he gives them another chance and lets them continue to live. And they have some children. And one ends up murdering the other. And then as you go along and you get to Genesis chapter 6. And you start to, the whole world. And the continuous evil thoughts. You know what would cause somebody to stop loving mankind? As the world continues to turn and we continue to live upon this earth, but his love continues. It continues to endure forever. Psalm 95 and verse 1. Psalm 95 and looking at verse 1 through 3 here says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Again, giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to Him. And so it's not always just saying, thank you, Lord. But truly, maybe going in detail in our prayers and giving Him thanks. And here, giving thanks in hymns and songs. If you go with me, take a side note here and turn to Ephesians 5. You turn to Ephesians 5 and read where it tells us to sing and to teach and admonish one another. Ephesians 5, and looking here in verse 19, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, again, as it gives the point of singing and teaching one another, says, give me thanks in the very next verse. Colossians 3 and verse 16, there's where it tells us to sing and teach and admonish one another. But in verse 17, it's the same thing. Do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father. Giving thanks in our singing. It's a way of giving back to God as He has blessed us so much. In Psalm 107, the 107th Psalm, looking at verses 8 and 9, says, let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. Again, just continuous thanks to God, continuous blessings that He gives to us. Psalm 106, verses 1 and 2, praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all His praise? As you read through the Psalms, it continuously makes that kind of point of who could truly number all the things that God has done for us? All the blessings He's given to you individually, to mankind as a whole, and blessing this world, this creation of His, and putting us in charge and having dominion over all things. He has blessed us so greatly. Give thanks to God. Give God thanks. And next couple points, I want to bring out a few points that we can sit here and list. Talk about some physical blessings that He's blessed us with. And then talk about some spiritual blessings that He's given us. And again, not going forth and naming everything, because we don't have the time, nor do we know everything that He has blessed us with. And so, you know, we start off with just life in itself, right? God has blessed us with life. We go to Genesis chapter 1. And we read in 26, 27, 28 there, as God said, let us make man in our own image, in the image God created him, male and female. And then we go to here, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where God formed man out of the dust of the earth, and He created us, and then He gave us the breath of life. And then as He puts Adam in the garden, and He starts naming the animals, the creatures of the world, and He looks down at Adam and says, there's nothing comparable to him. No helpmate for him. And so He takes a rib from Adam and He creates woman. Creates Eve. He has blessed us with life. He created humankind. And as we can look through scriptures, he knows us before we are born. He knows us in our mother's womb. But He continues. We need to remember that He continues to bless us with life. As we are here today, 2 Peter 3 and in verse 9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. And here, God is patient with us, not willing that any of us should perish, not desiring that we should go to hell, that all would come to repentance. And so the life we have today is His love, is a blessing that He has given to us. Because what it's talking about, why some people say, well, God's not fulfilling His promise, is you read the next few verses. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. He's saying God will fulfill His promise.
God will destroy the world one day. Your life here on earth will come to an end. And so it's a blessing to be alive today, because today is not, or at this time and moment, is not the moment in which God has said He will destroy the world. It's appointed for men to die once, all men to die once. And yet, because you're here now, God has blessed you with the continuousness of life. He has blessed us, and it's something to be thankful for, something to give Him thanks for. And He blesses us with the necessities that we need today, what we have in order to continue to live in our lives here on earth. He tells us we do not have to worry about these things as we turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6 and verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. These things shall be added to you. But we were talking, we went over this verse here this morning in the young adult class, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Talked about what was going on here. And it says, "For even when we were with you, we would give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat." And as we consider that verse in Matthew 6, telling us that, you know, if we seek first His kingdom, He'll bless us and make sure we have the necessities of our life, what we shall eat, what we shall wear, what we shall drink. That means He's blessed us with the capability of working. And Scott kind of brought that out Wednesday night. He said, do you have a job? Are you hurting for money? He said, did you have a good job? Are you able to retire? Have you been able to retire? Do you plan on? And so the blessings that God has given to us to be able to do that, to be able to work, to be able to continue in life. And we certainly know that there are people, we know people barely in our own lives that have been disabled and unable to continue to work, and God continues to even bless them. We brought it out in the young adult class for those who are faithful Christians in the church, faithful servants of God. Matthew 6 verse 33 still applies to you. Because in the church, they will be taken care of. God will make sure they have what is needed. Because as we study the scriptures, and it tells us that when there is a needy saint, the church is going to take care of them. The brethren are going to step up and help them out so that there's no righteous forsaken. God has blessed us greatly. He makes sure that we have what we need. Continues to give to us. As you would go back to Genesis and look there, as we talk about God creating us, but He's also blessed us with family. Because Genesis 2 and verse 24 here, it says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And so you have marriage. But you also read in that verse that you have a father and a mother. You have children. As you might go back to chapter 1 and verse 28, it says, "God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds and the heavens and every living thing that moves on the earth." And God blessed Adam and Eve. The first thing He said is, go be fruitful and multiply. Have children. They are a blessing. God has blessed us with family. So again, the physical blessings, they continue to add up. And I'm just listing a few there. We could sit back and continuously list on how mankind has grown and learned and been able to go so far with technology and being able to have good vehicles and heated vehicles. And Scott brought out the plumbing, certainly thankful for. You know, so many things that we can sit here and list. And we said we should be thankful. We should give thanks. And so many things that are just what we take for granted, because some of us have never known the past. We should be thankful for all these things, and especially the spiritual blessings that we can list. We know that God loves us, as time and again in Psalms, give thanks for His love endures forever. Well, God demonstrated His love how Christ died for you. Romans 5 and verse 8. Christ died for you. He gave His life for you. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave his only begotten Son. And then he stood back and he watched him be beaten, watched him be spat on, watched him be nailed to a cross. Because he loves us. The blessings he gives to us. And then he's blessed us with the Word of God as we have it. The scriptures that he's given to us, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. He's blessed us with everything we need to know in order to get to heaven. He didn't just send his Son down and allow him to die and say, you need to figure out what you've got to do on your own in order to get to heaven. And not only did he give us his word, but he gave it in a manner in which we can understand it today. 2 Peter chapter 1, and reading here in verse 19, it says, and we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of men, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Nothing was written in a way which we cannot understand. God wants us to understand. God commands you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the truth. Think how blessed we are to be able to understand the words of God. To be able to know what it is He wants us to do. What we have to do in order to get to heaven. He's blessed us. He's blessed us by sending the Holy Spirit to guide these men in writing these things for us. Blessed so many ways. Blessed in the capability knowing we can go to God in prayer at any time. 1 Peter 3 and in verse 12. 1 Peter 3, 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Again, just think about it. We can go to God in prayer. We can go to our Creator in prayer. Of course, as we go to James, we know we must believe that He is a rewarder of those who follow, that He is listening, that He does hear us, that He does answer our prayers. We have a God who listens to us. The one who gives us hope. Romans 15, verse 13. Romans 15 and in verse 13. As it reads here, it says, may the God of hope, that is what He is. He is a God of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Hope of eternal life. Hope of a home in heaven. Hope to be there to worship our Lord face to face. The blessings that our Lord continues to give us are just continuous. That's why we have James 1, verse 17 there. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from the Father above. It's from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. God continues to bless us. Every good and perfect gift. I mean, that's what truly makes it difficult to sit there and try to count all your blessings, because you have to sit there and say, every little good thing in my life, every good thing that has come into my life was a blessing from God, was a gift from God. Now, we go through some hard times sometimes in our lives. We go through difficult times where it may be harder, in which we think that it might be difficult at that time and point to give thanks. But I tell you, we should always be thankful. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So don't worry, but rather be thankful pray to God. We get caught up in what's going on in life and what's going to happen tomorrow, and we start to worry and get anxious. It says, don't be anxious. Keep your faith in God. Give God thanks. Rather than worrying, give God thanks. And then let Him know what your request is. Give Him thanks and then pray to Him to help you with whatever you're doing. Give Him thanks always. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Of course, verse 17 says what? Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In every circumstance, all of them, whatever state you are in life, whatever it is we're dealing with, there is a reason to give thanks to God. Just be able to go to Him in prayer. Lord, thank you for your time and listening to me. Please help me. Give thanks to God. Knowing that whatever this situation may lead to, I'm thankful that you have provided a home in heaven that I am ready to receive. Give thanks in all situations. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15. We already referenced verses 16 and 17. Verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. There are so many verses throughout the scriptures that talk about giving thanks, being thankful, giving thanks to you. Something that we should always keep in our minds at all times. It's every day that we're able to get up is a day to give thanks. Every night that we're able to get to bed is a day we can give thanks. And throughout the day, there are many reasons in which we give thanks. If you're here this morning and you've yet to obey the gospel, you have the opportunity to thank your God for that sacrifice. Thank your God and to submit yourself to Him and being baptized and washing your sins away. If you're here and you have obeyed the gospel and you need the prayers of the congregation, you can do that also. You can sit here and come forward and let it be known what we can do for you. And be thankful that you have brothers and sisters in Christ to be there for you. Again, thankful that you have God who is merciful and willing to forgive your sins. So if there's anything we can do for you,